Daf Zayin, we got to the bottom of Vavam and Beis, the two dots around 8 lines up. The Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, Es sheyesh be yadir b'tchila, that the different combinations of yadir b'tchila, yadir b'sof. The Gemara quotes the Brayis, now Tanur Rabbanan, minayin she'ena kalsam edabel with tumas mikdash v'kadashav. How do we know that the Pasuk talks about when somebody's tamei, he brings a carbon olav yored. So where in the Pasuk does it indicate that we're talking about the tumah of mikdash v'kadashav? There's many other types of tumas that are out there. Why dafka someone who's tamei and who enters the base of mikdash or he eats kodesh? What's the raya? So the Gemara says v'dinu. It's a logical on the conclusion. Hold the hizir the anish ala tuma the chayiv carbon al tuma. Since it's a pasuk that warns about tumas mikdash v'kadashav and gives a punishment on tumas mikdash v'kadashav, so it makes sense then one should be chayiv a carbon al tuma. So ma so to the chayiv carbon is on the tuma. The Gemara makes a full equation now. Ma kishe hizir v'anish al tuma, when the Torah warns and punishes on tuma, lo hizir anish ela al tumas mikdash v'kadashav, it's only giving a warning and a punishment on one who's tamei and enters the base of mikdash or eats kachim. So af so too we can conclude kishe chayv carbon al tuma, when they're chayv carbon al tuma, must be the same type of tuma, namely lo chayv ela al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. So that's the conclusion the Gemara says. This kavachomer, or maybe this type of hekesh, that it's tumas mikdash v'kadashav. That's the type of tumor we're talking about that leads to a carbon olav yored. So the Gemara asks now, ve'ma tshuma. So maybe it's referring to tshuma. So shehizir v'anish. We also find tshuma. There's a pasuk that warns one about being tamei when eating tshuma. And if one does so, there's an onesh, one's chayiv misa. So maybe that should be the tuma that it leads to a chayiv carbon. The Gemara says, "Lo ashkechan avon misa de chayv ale carbon." We never find that a avera, when done v'mezid, is chayv misa, will lead to a carbon to chata. So let us explain here. The klal is, when something's done v'mezid, it leads to karis. When done b'shogeg, it gets a carbon. We always find a karis mezid connects to shogeg chatas. We never find anywhere where mezid misa leads to shogeg carbon. So kares is one type of onesh, but misas bidei shemaim, which you get for eating tshuma betuma, is different than kares. So we never find such a model of a chiyav misa leading to a chiyav carbon chatas. So that's why it can't be tshuma. So the Gemara says now, last line of Vav Amud Beis, Eima hani mile carbon kavua. That's true with the carbon kavua. We never find anywhere where carbon kavua, where misa leads to a carbon chatas kavua. But we do have olav yored. We do have an example of something when done b'mezid is chayv misa, and when done b'shogeg, it would be an olav yored. Mi did ahava shmias kol v'abitoy svasayim. When it comes to shmias kol, look at the top Rashi in Zayin Amun Aleph. Mi did ahava shmias kol. Shavuas ha'edus. Shavuas ha'edus is when a person is asked to testify, and he takes a shavua. We'll see later on in the Masechta. He makes a shavua. He doesn't know any edus, and he ends up lying. He brings the olav yored. And a shvuah's bitoy is a person makes a shvuah, doesn't keep his word. So these are examples, Rashi explains, disnayu nami b'karbon olav yored. The pasuk explicitly includes these things in olav yored, yet the ein onesh al zidonon lo misa lo karis. The punishment is not karis, nor is it misa, and yet we have an example that you can have a karbon olav yored, even though the mezid case wouldn't be b'misa. So tshuma could be also. Tshuma, it's chayv misa b'mezid, so too the shogeg should be olav yored. Why do we have to conclude that the tuma that we're talking about olav yored has to be tumas mikdash v'kadashav? It could also be talking about shuma. So the Gemara says amar krat, because the pasuk says ba lemute shuma. So I'll read the pasuk on the side here. This is the end of Parshas Vayikra. It says ochi yiga b'tumas adam l'chol tuma. So a person touches tame, ashe yitma ba, a tuma that is metamehim. Vinalamimanu, he forgets it, Huyada v'ashem, he brings a carbon. So it says Yitma ba. Ba comes to exclude something, so we're saying we're excluding tshuma. That we're including tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Really, in theory, it could have been tumas mikdash v'kadashav, it could have been tshuma. Both of them could have been types of tuma that lead to carbon olav yored. But since the word ba appears there, it comes to knock off one of them, so we're knocking off tshuma, that tshuma is not bichlal carbon olav yored, only tumas mikdash v'kadashav is bichlal carbon olav yored. We're good? Fine. Gemara now says, Eima ba lemute mikdash. De lo sagile be carbon olav yored. Ad demaisi carbon kavua. So who says Ba is coming to knock off Chuma? Maybe really Ba is coming to knock off Tumas Mikdash. And telling us what? That maybe Tumas Mikdash is so severe that it's not sufficient to bring an Olav Yorid until you bring a carbon kavua, a more set carbon. I mean, Olav Yorid is a lesser type of chatas because it scales with you as the person's wealth. Asher of an ani. So an ani could end up bringing an oaf, which is pretty cheap, as opposed to a big cow. So that's a kula. But maybe since too much mikdash is so severe, maybe you have to bring a carbon kavua, a cow, and there's no scaling here. And you have to bring a cow, and that's what it's telling us. And maybe too much mikdash is excluded, and all of a yorid only applies to the tuma of chuma. So the Gemara says, Kari Rava Aleha the Rebbe, Dole Mai Miboris Amukim. So Rava called Rebbe, he referred to Rebbe with this very nice compliment. He was one who drew water from a deep pit. He was able to pull out things from people didn't even know where, these great chidushim. So Rebbe explained as follows. The Tani, the Braisa teaches us that Rebbe Omer, Ekra Ani, Hachaya, Behema. So I call a chaya is a behema. A chaya is included, a behema is a more generic term. So Lama Nemra Kan, Behema Tmeya, Nemra Lahalan Behema Tmeya. So let's look at Rashi just for a moment. We'll go back into Gemara. Rashi says three narrow lines down. Ekra nichaya. The carbon olva yored, if it says the person becomes tamei, o benivlas v'chaya tamea, o benivlas behema tamea. A guy becomes tamei through eating a chaya, a wild animal, or a behema, a domesticated animal, when it's a nevela, he becomes tamei. So Rashi points out, v'dai would have been enough im ha'isi kore benivlas chaya tamea. Had the pasuk just mentioned nivlas chaya and a person's tamei, that would have been enough. Shenichta rishon. You wouldn't have to then say behema afterwards. Sharei behema bechal chaya. Chaya is more generic than that of behema. Chaya includes even a behema. Shenemar, it says, Zos hachaya, this is in Parsha Shmini. Zos hachaya asher tochlu v'samechlei, kol behema mafreses parsa. So chaya and behema seem to be interchangeable, or maybe one's bechal the other one, but it certainly would have been sufficient to just mention chaya and not mention behema. So the Rebbe's asking a question. When it talks about the carbon olav yorid tuma, why does it mention both chaya and behema? One would have been sufficient. So Rebbe, back to the Gemara now, says again, Ditanya, Rebbe Omer, Ekrani chaya behema, lama nemra, Ekrani chaya rather, behema lama, nemra. Why does it say behema? Why does it single it out? It doesn't need to. So nemar kan behema timea, v'nemar lahalan behema timea, is a gzeir shava. Ma lahalan tumas kodesh av kan Tumas Kodesh. So where are these two psukim? So one pasuk is referring to the carbon olav yorid. It says behema tmeya, and it says also behema tmeya in a different context, which is clearly talking about tumas mikdash. So we have a gezer shava, meaning the word behema is unnecessary in carbon olav yorid. But now, since it's not necessary, we could use it to pull from a gezer shava from a different context as talking about tumas mikdash, tumas kodesh rather. So now this is the reason why. Again, we have options. We don't know which tumah we're talking about when talking about carbon olav yorid. It could be chuma, it could be mikdash v'kadasha. We don't know. We tried using ba to exclude. We said ba is not really, you could go either way. So we end up saying there's a gezer shava from behemah tumeah that carbon olav yorid is referring to tumas kodesh. That's what we know. So that's the conclusion. So Gemara says, great. So we have a gezer shava, ashkechan tumas kodesh. We now already established that Tumas Kodesh, one who's Tameh, and eats Kodesh, he has to bring carbon olav yorid, based on the Gezer Shava, Behemah Tameh, Behemah Tameh. But we still have an open question, Tumas Mikdash Minal, and how do we know, though, if one's Tameh and enters into the base of Mikdash, he's also going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, Ve'al Mikdash Lo Savo. The pasuk connects Kodesh to Mikdash. So Iskash Mikdash Lo Kodesh. So we see this connection. So just like Kodesh is Bechlal Olav Yored, so too through the Hekesh, Mikdash is also Bechlal Olav Yored. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case, Shumanami. Shum is also called Kodesh. We saw this in Maseches Makos. Damar Mar, Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga L'Rabos is a Shuma. That this is the source that not only can one not touch Kodesh, but you can't even touch chuma when a person is tameh. So we see chal kodesh is also chuma. So we should include chuma and kodesh and mikdash. Everything should be included. Mara says, can't be. We have to exclude something. Ha miyat rachmana ba. The word ba already excluded something, so we excluded chuma. You're right. In theory, chuma could have been included in v'chal kodesh lo siga, but the word ba that appears in the pasuk of carbon olav yorid excludes chuma. So Gemara says, why are you excluding Truma? Maybe Ema Ba, you should say that Ba is Lamute Mikdash, and maybe Mikdash shouldn't be included, like we said above. So Gemara says, no. Mistavra Mikdash Loma Matinan, Shekem Bakaris Kamosa. Everyone agrees right now that Kodesh is a given. Kodesh is definitely, Tumas Kodesh is definitely a given, because the Gzer Shava Behema Tameh, Behema Tameh. Now we're struggling between, should we include Mikdash and exclude Truma, or should we include Truma, exclude Mikdash? So the Gemara says it makes sense to not exclude, in other words, to include Mikdash, because Mikdash and Kodesh are similar, because both of them result in Karis. Truma doesn't result in Karis, Truma results in Mises Deshemayim. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, I would say the opposite. Truma lo matinan, don't knock off Truma because Shekein Achila Kamosa. Truma is more similar to Kodesh in that they're both having to do with Achila. As opposed to Mikdash, it isn't a Maisa Achila, Mikdash is a Maisa Knisa. So the Gemara has no conclusion here. All we have right now is that certainly Ochas Tumas Kodesh is Bechal Karban Ol V'Yored. We have no conclusion yet whether Truma or Mikdash, which one of the two are going to be included, which one are going to be excluded. Okay, one second here, sorry. Interesting side point here. The Ritva tells us points out that above we saw that Rava was praising Rebbe, that Rebbe was a dolemai mi boris amukim. He was such a great person. He was able to draw waters from the depths of the pits. So it's a strange thing. What did he teach us? He taught us a gzer shava. What's the yisod about a gzer shava? Ein adam dan gzer shava ela im kibel mirabo misar miyosh rabbeinu. What's a chiddush? He wasn't a chiddush anything. He only knew the gzer shava because his Rebbe taught it to him. That's not a great chiddush. So this is the Ramban I mentioned many times throughout the Daf Yomi. Ramban writes, Ritva answers this question, the Ramban writes this in the Sefer Mitzvos, that a Gzer Shava means the different types of Gzer Shavas. But oftentimes, Gzer Shavas doesn't mean that every detail was given. It wasn't told us that this word was used to teach this halacha. Gzer Shava meant that you had a Mesora, that these two words are Gzer Shava. Now, where to apply them, where to plug them in, which halachas to carry through, that was up to the Talmud to figure out. So Rebbe had a Mesora of that Behema Temeya is a Gzer Shava. Which two applications, which halacha, that was unknown. So Rebbe came along, he was Dola Mai Mi Boris Amukim, and he figured out how to plug it in to this particular application. And that was the great praise Rava was giving to Rebbe. So now we're getting back to the Gemara. So still, we know that Tumas Kodesh, is Bechal Olver Yared. We don't know whether Truma or Mikdash should be included. Well, we know the halacha, that in the end of the day, it's Mikdash, we just don't know the source. That Mikdash is also included in Olav Yared, and Truma is not included. So the Gemara says halfway down the Amud here, Ela Amar Rava Shalosh Krisis Bishlamim Lama. It says the word Karis appears three times in the discussion of the Pesukim about Shlamim. You can read through Rashi quotes these different Pesukim. Lama, why? Achas L'chlal, Achas L'prat. One, to have the general rule, the klal. One for the prat, the detail. V'achas l'tuma kosuva b'Torah stam. And one's available to teach us about an area of Torah that's unclear. V'nio de'amahi. We don't know which one. So havi omer tumas kodesh. So let's just look at Rashi's for some clarity here. Rashi, go through the eight lines up from the bottom. Achas l'tuma haksuva b'Torah stam. Achas min akrisis, Rashi says, ha'elu, one of the three appearances of karis, she yisera, which is extra, nichtava legalos ala tuma ksuva eta Olav Yared. It's coming to reveal to us the tuma that's written by Olav Yared. Right now we know it says tuma by Olav Yared. We don't know which tuma. So we're now extracting the appearance of kares by shlamim to now reveal to us what tumas Olav Yared means. So that's what we're learning from here. So look back at the Gemara now. So again, one to teach me klal prat about zvachim, a whole halach about zvachim. And then the third one is to teach me about Tumas Mikdash. And the Gemara says again, Achas l'klal, achas l'prat, achas l'tuma, k'suv b'torah stam. One to tell me about a Torah, a pasuk of the Torah that says stam, v'inu yudei mahi. We don't know what type of Tumas referring to. Savi omer Tumas Mikdash. It must be Tumas Kodesh, rather. Ah, how can we Tumas Kodesh? Because in the context of Shlamim, Shlamim's talking about Tumas Kodesh. So we're saying, let's take Tumas Kodesh from Shlamim and apply that to Tumas Olav Yored. Well, we don't really need to teach me anything about Tumas Kodesh because we already know. V'meino inyan l'Tumas Kodesh. We don't need a drasha that Tumas Kodesh would result in Olav Yored because d'nafka lemi Rebbe. Rebbe already taught us that halacha from Behema Temeya, that he's Dola, Mayim, Boris Amukim. We already know that Tumas Ochel is Bechal Olav Yored. So what are we learning from the third Karis of Shlamim? It must be Teneu Inyan, right, if it's not Shaykh to one case, so Teneu Inyan we teach it to another case, the Tumas Mikdash. that Tumas Mikdash will also result in all over Yorid. So Gemara says, you can't use the third Karis of Shlomim to teach me that halacha, because Hami Baile Lichad Rabbi Abahu. That third Karis is needed for a different drasha of Rabbi Abahu, namely, Dama Rabbi Abahu, Shalosh Krisos Bishlomim Lama, Achas Laka, Achas Laprat, to teach me halacha about Shlomim, Ve'achas Ledvarim She'enon Nechalim, to teach me about certain items that are inedible, that one would also be chayv. Look at Rashi, five lines up from the bottom. Rashi says, "Ledvarim she'enum nechalim, inedible objects, could go in etim shel maracha ulevona v'ktoris." Different items that are used as part of the mizbeach that are kachim, although they are inedible, im achlan betuma chayv. So the extra karis by Shlomim tell me if a person's tameh and eats etim wood from the mizbeach, he's actually chayv karis. And Ulu Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, Damar Rabbi Shimon, who holds Dvarm Sheinu Nechalim Ein Chayam Aleim Karis, he holds otherwise, that you're not Chayv Karis on those things, Mishim Tuma, you're not Chayv Tuma for that. So what does he think the extra Karis is coming to teach me? That's Lasuye Chataos Apnimius, to come to include other types of carbonals. There are two basic types of Chataos. Some Chataos, the typical Chatas is brought on the Mizbech Achitz, on the outside Mizbech, the main Mizbech that we talk about, the ramp, the big mizbeach, that's the mizbeach achitzam, that's a typical chatas. But then there's another type of a category, chatos apnimios, where the dam is brought inside to mizbeach apnimi. There's an inner, that mizbeach hazahav, the gold mizbeach, which is small inside, that's called the chatos apnimios. Rashi lists the examples. If we look three lines up from the bottom here, Rashi says, hol v'amar Rabbi Shimon, chatos apnimios, that are brought inside, could go in par, Visar Shal Yom HaKippurim, that are brought inside and sprinkled on the paroches and on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or Par Kohen Mashiach, if the Kohen Gadol brings a, he violates an Aveira, he brings a Par, or Par Helm Davar, where the Tzibor acted upon a Hora from Bezdin. All these types of Karbanos, Shetu'unim Hazaya, they require sprinkling, Bifnim Al Paroches, Va Mizbeach Hazav. So, what we're learning from here, Rabbi Shimon tells us that even a perfect person eats these Karbanos Chataos HaPnimios, when in the state of Tumah, he's also Chayv Karis. Why would you think otherwise, Gemara says? The Sakadayta Chamin, I would have thought, hold the Amar Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon holds in general, Kol She'eno Kariv Al Mizbeach Achitzam, any carbon that's not brought on the outer Mizbeach, Kishlamim, like a Shlamim is brought, Ein Chayavim Alav Mishim Pigal. Mishim, so there's no Pigal. If a person has the wrong Machshava on a carbon Chatos HaPenimius, there is no pigle of the current thinking of bringing the carbon the wrong zman, the wrong time, wrong place. So you would think, just like the carbon chataos panimios, is not chayiv mishim pigle mishim tumanamilo. You would think maybe there shouldn't be an iser tumah either. Kamash milan from the extra kares dimechayiv, that you are chayiv kares for eating the carbonos chataos panimios when in the state of tumah. We see from this either way that the third kares is not available to teach me a halacha for carbon olive yorid. It's to teach me either to include inedible parts of the mizbeach, the etzim, that are also chayiv, or to teach me that even chataos apnimius are chayiv as well, but nothing to do at all with carbon olive yorid. So now we're back to square one. What is the source that, again, we know that tumas ochel is definitely olive yorid. We still don't know the source that tumas mikdash is also olive yorid. The Gemara says, Ela amri nehardai. Nehardai, they said, mishmei derava, Shalosh Tumos Bishlamim Lama. So we said above that it says Krisis three times by Shlamim. Rava points out it also says Tuma three times by Shlamim. Lama, what's the need? Achas the Klal, Achas the Prat, same thing, a drasha about Shlamim. And Achas the Tuma, Haksu Betorah, Stam Benir Demahi. So the third mention of Tuma is unnecessary. It must be there to teach me some other area of the Torah that is unclear. Havi Omer Tumas Kodesh must be referring to Olav Yored, which is Stam. It doesn't tell us what Tumah is talking about. Must be telling us that just like Shlamim is a case of Tumas Kodesh, where a person eats Shlamim when Tameh, so to Olav Yored is a case of Tumas Kodesh. Gemara said, well, we don't need to teach me Tumas Kodesh by Shlamim, but rather by Olav Yored, because we already know that. Because so in Eino Inyan L'Tumas Kodesh, we don't need to teach me that Olav Yored applies to Tumas Kodesh, because we already know that the Nafkale Midi Rebbe, from Rebbe above, that Rebbe was Dola, Maima from the Maim Miboros Hamukim, he already learned Behemoth Tmeya Gzer Shava, so we don't need to learn Ochel Tumas Kodesh. So it must be, Teneu Einin L'Tumas Mikdash, it must be available, the extra Tumah, by Shlamim, is to teach me that the Tumah of Olava Yared is also applied to Tumas Mikdash. So Gemara says,
here
no.
Here you can ask, why don't you say that extra one just applies to Tumas Truma? Before, when there was an extra Kares, Tosa says we couldn't have said that that applied to Tumas Truma.
Because it doesn't, Kares and by
Truma.
Kares
doesn't apply by Truma. But here this applies by Tumas, just Stam Tumas.
I see Tosa asked that question there.
Right, he asked it by Tnei Winyan. By Kares,
if you look at Tosa Dimasa Tineu Inyan, the Tumas Mikdash, Tosa says, Avalu Truma Leka Lemeimar the Kares Betruma Leka. You could make the first suggestion when we spoke of the three krisos, that's not Shayach to Truma. Umiyu Besamech, right now where we are, Dinafka La Mit Tumas, so now Tumas is being used as a Drasha, Kasha, Dinokmi Betruma. Maybe you could say Truma is also, how do you know it's Mikdash more than Truma? Vichitema Mishum de Ksiv Gavi Kares, Hachanami Ksiv Gavi Achila. So just like you say, because it's in the context of Kares, even though we're using the word Tuma, but the context is Kares, maybe that's why you should knock out Tuma. But Tosa says, it also says Achila by Shlomim. Achila is not Shaykh by Mikdash, but it is Shaykh by Tuma. Umi Adifu Minayim Parach. So in Echanami, Tosa said, you could have asked that question, maybe this Tuma is teaching me about Tuma, not Mikdash, but the Gemara asked a different question, so it went that route. So the Gemara ends up saying, so how come this third, so we're suggesting right now that third Tumah by Shlomim should be used to teach me that all of a Yorid applies to Tumas Mikdash. So the Gemara says, Vahainami mi baile, no, that can't be. Because I did the bai lemichtav karis lichter yabahu, kasiv nami tumah, tumeos, de losagile blav hachi. Because just like you have to have the third karis to teach me about the halacha of the Dvarim Sheinu Nechalim, the inedible things, you also have to use the word Tumah. You have to have that same level of consistency along. So Tumah and Kares go hand in hand. So just like the third Kares wasn't available, the third Tumah is not available. So again, the question still remains. What is the source that Olav Yorid applies also to Tumas Mikdash? The Gemara says, last two lines of Zayin Amin Aleph, Ela Marava, Asya Tumasa Tumasa, and there's a Gezer Shava. Ksiv Hacha, it's written here by Karban Olav Yorid, Lechol Tumaso, which is Stam, we don't know which Tumah yet. Uksiv, going on to Amin Beit, Hasam, it says elsewhere, Tameh Hiye Od Tumaso Bo. In a different context, it says that in Parshas Paraduma, Rashi points out, in Parshas Chukas. Malahalan Tumas Mikdash, just like there, it's clearly talking about Tumas Mikdash, that person can't enter into the base of Mikdash when he's Tameh. Afkan Tumas Mikdash, show to by the Gezer Shava, Olav Yorid applies to Tumas Mikdash as well. So that's the source. And now that we've established the source that Tumas Mikdash is included, we have another question, Vela Ba Lomli. So now we still have the question above. It says by Karban Olav Yorid the word Ba. Ba comes to exclude something. Now we don't need to exclude Chum anymore because there's no reason to include it anymore. The only reason why we're including the Halacha of Mikdash is because we have a Gzer Shava now of Tuma. There's no Halamina to think to include Chuma. So Chuma is already certainly off the radar. So what's Ba coming to exclude then? So the Gemara says, "Velabal amali l'rabos nivlas of tahor." The person eats an of tahor. You have a kosher animal, and the kosher animal is dead. It's not a proper shechita, and it dies. And one eats it. There is no tumas maga. If a person touches a kosher bird that's dead, there's no tumas maga. But if a person swallows it, he's bolea it. It's matami the person. So how do we know that such a person who's a bolea nivlas of tahor, he's tameh if he enters into the mikdash or eats kodesh, he's chayv Olav Yorid. So we come to include ba, comes to include it, include nivlas oftar. Rashi says, what do you mean? Ha, Amris, we just said before ba is miutahi. Before we said ba is coming to exclude something. So now, bishum di miutahu. So, right, so miutahu, fine. So we see right now we're coming to include it. So Gemara explains, mishum di miutahu, aiser ksiv okiiga. The problem is, there's another mute. It says in the pasuk, "O kiiga," and by Olav Yorid, it's something that you touch. Only things that touch make you tamei will you result in carbon Olav Yorid. But I said before that nivlas oftar, it's not barnegia. If you touch it, nivlas oftar doesn't make you tamei. So you would think to exclude nivlas oftar from the word negia. So now we have a double exclusion. We have yiga, and we have ba. So what's the halach? We have double mute. So ba mute, have a mute, achar mute. It's one mute after another mute. It's a negative after negative. Two negatives make a positive. Vein mute, achar mute, el rabo. So that's where we're coming to include the halachas of tumas nivlas oftar. That if one eats nivlas oftar and he enters into the base of Migdash or eats kodesh, he would be chayv a carbon ola v'yorid. Okay, the Gemara now says, Yesh ba yidiyah b'tchil v'ayim b'yidiyah, so sar nasa b'fin v'chule, Tanu Rabbanan. V'chiper al ha-kodesh mitumos b'im b'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Parashat Achrimos that the carbon sar b'fnim, the carbon sar l'Hashem, is going to be mechaper on tumos b'nei Yisrael. Now, which types of tumos? We have many types of tumos. Yesh li b'inyan zeh l'havi shalosh tumos. I could bring in three types of tumos. Tumos avodah zarah, tumos gilei rayos, v'tumos shvichas damim. It says by all the big three, the lashon tumah. It says by avodah zarah who omer leman tameh es mikdashi, b'gilei rayos who amar v'shamartim es mishmarti, levilti asos mechukes atoevos. That's the gilei rayos. V'lo titamu behem. That's tumah by gilei rayos. And the third case is shvichas damim who omer lo titameh es aretz. Don't contaminate the land. So yachol al shalosh tumos alalu yisar mechaper. These three big averos, you would think that the Sar Lashem should be mechaper because it says tumah by all three of them. Tamilomar mitumos b'nei Yisrael v'lo kol tumos. It says the word mitumos from only some of the tumas is Sar Lashem going to be mechaper, but not all of them. So which ones is it going to be mechaper? So mamatinu shechalak akasev mechal kol tumos. Which is a type of tumah that stands on its own? That's very different than all the other types of tumas. That's made tumas. That's very unique. Havi Omer, Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. Mikdash V'Kedashav is unique in that it results in a carbon olive yored. So Afkan, so too here as well, by the Sar Lashem, B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. So again, we're saying, how do you know which types of Tumas is Sar Lashem going to be a Chaper? So from the fact that it says Mitumos, from Tumas, that some type of unique Tumas that's different than the rest of the types of Tumas is what's going to achieve Kapara through the Sar Lashem, it must be Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, and not the Tumas of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rayos, or Shvichas Damim. Okay. Now the Gemara says, that's all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mimkomahu Mukhra. You can learn it from the very Pasuk itself. You don't need to go back and forth from the Mitumas. Hari Omer, the Pasuk says, V'chiper ala Kodesh Mitumos. It says the word Kodesh and Mitumas are right next to each other. So we can make the Drasha, Mitumas shall kodesh. The kedusha, the kodesh that results in tuma, it's a very clear pasuk. You don't have to do a Rabbi Huda is a little bit more indirect. Rabbi Shimon's very direct. That's the pasuk Mamish telling you. That's the pasuk shah in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Yachal al kol tumas tuma sheba kodesh yehi sayer zem mechaper. One might think all types of tumas, meaning let's say a tuma that's ein yedi betchila, ein yedi besof, or yesh betchila of ein besof, or ein betchila, any type of fermentation should be included in the kapara. So Gemara says can't be. Tamalomer umipishehem lechol chatasa. So the only the tumas that related to pshia and chatas. What does that mean? So pshia is mazed. So chataim are dumya de psham. Has to be a chatas of tuma that is similar to psham. What does that mean? How do you have a chatas? Chatas is resulting from shogig, and psham is a mezid. How do you have chatam and mezid that are similar? So ma pshayim shenam bnei karban af chatam shenam bnei karban. So just like a person does something with mezid, you never bring a karban. A karban only results from a shogig. So to the type of chatas that we're talking about, the type of shogig that the Sar Lashem is mechaper is only a tuma that will not result in a karban. What's the type of chatas that won't result in a karban? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Af chatayim shenam b'nei karban yata sheyesh b'yedi b'tchila v'yedi b'sof v'helam b'taim shibas karban." As opposed to a person who knew that he was tameh, forgot, entered the base of Mikdash, and then remembered, that guy has to bring a karban olav yori. If it's yedi b'tchila and yedi b'sof, he's chayv a karban. So that person is not included in the Sar Lashem. All the other types of tumas, any di b'tchila or any di b'sof, that would be an example that it would not result in a karban. That's the type of kapara that Sar Lashem is going to provide. So the Gemara says, "Uminayin liyesh ba yedi b'tchila, vein ba yedi b'sof, shesayir ze tola." So how do you know that one had yedi in the beginning, but he didn't remember afterwards? So how do we know that the Sar is only going to protect him until he remembers? But once he remembers, he would have to bring a chatas. Tamalomar lechol chatasam chayav chatos bimashma. So what's the right here? So the Gemara says, has to be, what's the type of kapara that Sar Lashem is mechaper? A person has yediyah betchila, vein yediyah besof. Because that person can potentially result to a chatas. When he remembers afterwards, he's going to result in a chatas. So that's a type of kapara that the Sar Lashem provides to a person who's going to result in a chatas. When's he going to result in a chatas? When he has the idea of a self, he'll end up bringing the karban chatas. Hope that was somewhat clear. Yeah, let's go a little further. You guys okay? Somewhat? Okay. Yeah, decent? Okay, good. Fine. Gemara says, Amar Mar, Yesh li b'inyan zeh, l'avi shlosh tumas. We said above, I could have thought, which type of kapara could the Sar Lashem provide? It could be for any of the three tumas of Gilirayah, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Tumas Avodah Zarah, Tumas Gilirayah, Tumas Shvichas Damim. So Gemara says, in this Havamina, Hay Avodah Zarah Heichi Dami. What's the type of Avodah Zarah that the Gemara thought you could have brought a Sar Lashem for? Even amazes, if the guy did Avodah Zarah on purpose, Bar Katalu, he deserves to die. There's no Sar Lashem that's going to save him. If he did it accidentally, Bar Karban, he has to bring a carbon. He doesn't have to bring, it's Sar Lashem's not for him. He has to bring his own personal carbon. So it must be a case, Bimated Vil Astri Bay, where he did it on purpose, but there was no warning, so he's not going to be killed. So that's where we would have thought the Sar Lashem is going to protect him. Or Bishogi, he did it accidentally, Vil Asya Delay, but he didn't know about it to give himself in, or there perhaps were no Edim. And similarly, Gilei Raios, what's the case here? Gilei Raios. So if it's a situation, the Gemara says on top of Ches, Nami Bihachi, Hei Chidami, what's the case of Gilei Raios? Ibn Mezah, the guy did it on purpose with Eitan Bar Katalo. He deserves to die, and the Sar Lashem is not going to save him. Ibn Shogig, if he did it accidentally, Bar Carbon, who he has to bring a carbon for Gilei Raios. So it must be a case, B'mezev lo Asribei, where he did it on purpose, but there was no warning, so he's not going to be killed. So that's where we would have thought the Sar Lashem is going to protect him. Or Bishogi, he did it accidentally, v'lo yisadilei, but he didn't know about it. And the third example, Shvichas Damim, Nami Hechidami. What's the example in the Havamina that murder would have resulted in the Sar Lashem providing Kapara? B'mezev, he did the killing on purpose, Bar Katalahu, he gets killed. B'Shogi, if he killed accidentally, Bar Galsu, he gets into Galsu. B'mezev lo asribei, if he did it on purpose and there's no warning, so he doesn't get killed. Or b'shogeg lo yisadibei, or he did it accidentally and he didn't know about it. Or inami, alternatively, by the case of roteach, it could be b'hanach de la b'nei galus inu. There could have been edim in asra, but one of the examples of a person killed someone on the upwards thrust in a derech aliyah, that guy doesn't get galus. But that can be another example where there's no misa, yet there's no galus. So the Havamina would have been that the Sar Lashem is going to provide kapara for these three cases. We end up rejecting that anyways. There's an interesting Tosafot. We'll look quickly if you have time, if you want to stay for it. Go back to the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil B'mezid. B'mezid, if you go to the last four lines of that Tosafot, the end of the line, it says V'im Tomar. V'im Tomar, Tosafot asks, Heichi Matzi La'okmei B'mezid V'l'Asri Bey. How could the Gemara suggest in this Havamina that it's a case where we did it on purpose, but no Hasra? Hello, Big Day Kahuna, Mechaprin al Elu Shlosh Averos, the Gemara tells us in the Erchin, that the Big Day Kahuna provides Kapar for these examples, for these cases, Eifur el Avodah Zarah, Ketonis HaShvichas Damim, Mechasayim HaGilei Raios. So you don't need the Sar Lashem to provide Kapar for it. You already have the Big Day Kahuna providing Kapar. So Andrew tells us, V'yesh Lomar, the Baile Meimer, the Havamina was, Shesar HaPnimi Yechapri Imam. It would have been really a joint force, Kapar, through the Big Day Kahuna, along with the Sar Pinimi, that's how it would have worked. That's how the Kapara would have been provided. Okay, there's an interesting Chassam Sofri, I'll just mention it quickly, that he says this cloud, whenever the Torah uses the word Tuma, it means that you have to go to the mikvah and be Metahir. So they talk about, what about these examples of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raios, Shvichas Damim, it calls them Tuma. We never find anywhere where a guy violates any of these averes, he needs to go to the mikvah after doing Avodah Zarah, after Ritzicha, after Gilei Raios. So what they explain here is that each of these examples can actually lead to real tumah. A guy kills someone, murders someone with his own hands, so he becomes tamei meis. So he does have to go to the mikvah. If a person does avodah zarah, so there's a shita of Rabbi Akiva that avodah zarah in fact is metame kinida, so he would have to go to the mikvah as well. And the third example by Raios as well, a person's ba'an saman, any type of bia, it results in shikha zara, results in kari, that would also require going to the mikvah. The Meshech Chachma, we haven't quoted one in a while, no Adam's favorite. Meshech Chachma says, an interesting point here, that the Rotzeach who kills B'shogeg, when he goes to the Ir Miklat, the Ir Miklat actually serves as a mikvah. There is a mikvah by the Ir Miklat, but by the Rotzeach. When a person murders, he doesn't go to an actual mikvah, but the Ir Miklat serves as a tevila for him, and that's how you accomplish a tevila for the case of Ritzicha. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll pick up tomorrow.